This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
Who's on last Sunday's Face the Nation that U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley essentially announced tough sanctions, tough action against Russia in the wake of the U.S. airstrikes.
So you will see that Russian sanctions will be coming down. Secretary Mnuchin will be announcing those on Monday if he hasn't already.
Those airstrikes, of course, against Syria, but it turned out the president was not approving new sanctions against Moscow, and his new economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, tried to explain the Haley snafu.
She got ahead of the curve. She's done a great job. She's a very effective ambassador. There might have been some momentary confusion about that.
The ambassador offered a rather sharp response to Fox's Dana Perino.
I was able to get in touch with Nikki Haley, and she said, quote, with all due respect, I don't get confused.
Molly Hemingway, the press is kind of playing this as a personality infighting. Is it that? Is it overplayed? Or is it raised serious questions about how the White House handles foreign policy?
I think it's very serious, but at the same time, the way that they described what Larry Kudlow said, I think was unfair to him. By definition, she did get ahead of the curve because she announced sanctions that didn't take place.
But the question is whether it was her fault.
He didn't say that she was confused. He said there was some momentary confusion. I think he was poorly served by the way people reported on it. But it absolutely is true that the policy obviously changed at some point. She did announce something that didn't happen. Right. So there's something newsworthy. I wish we could be more substantive about what happened there,
right,
as opposed to just make it about a war between Kudlow and...
Exactly. I mean, it seems to me that Nikki Haley was sent out with inaccurate or outdated information. But you worked at State. I mean,
right, not...
unprecedented for U.N. ambassador to go on a Sunday show with an announcement that hasn't been fully vetted by the White House.
Well, the reporting, though, showed that it had been vetted by the national security team, including at the White House, that it was after President Trump saw her appearance on the Sunday show that he said, wait a second, I don't actually want to do these sanctions. The policy changed in the next 24 hours.
Right.
We often talk about reporters who report on palace intrigue anonymously. This was one that spilled out very publicly and on the record. Kudlow had to apologize to her. But I think Molly's right. Substantively, it is more important that the president declined to put additional sanctions on Russia, even though clearly there had been, according to reporting, a decision made to do so.
Right. There was, of course, the Susan Rice incident in your administration, which we won't relitigate now. But the New York Times...
There were so many, Howie. What do
you mean? So many. New York Times called this a remarkable display of discord involving larger questions of political ambition, jealousy, resentment, and loyalty. Now, the president talked about his whole policy toward Russia and the media news conference. Let's take a quick look.
There has been nobody tougher than me. With the media, no matter what I did, it's never tough enough because that's their narrative.
And that's really the whole point of all this is, they were talking about the palace intrigue. You know, the media loves to jump all over this and come up with these stories. This is what it's all been about. It's to feed this anti-Trump narrative that has been taking place. And it's unfair on many levels, unfair for we the people who voted in change in hopes that, there would be something done about this deep state that, even James Comey says, well, he's not really a deep state. You know, it's, now we're mincing words here. But he sees himself as a ballast and others, this cabal that has taken place. I mean, if you listen to what people are saying here, as we were talking about with Megan Barth earlier, the self-incrimination has been taking place, especially on this Comey tour. It's quite astounding. And I remember when Lois Lerner kind of indicted herself and had it and utilized a, somebody from the press to ask a question, if you remember, when you go, OK, what's the game? What's going on here? What is happening? It's all part of the, part and parcel of this palace intrigue and this deception that's taken place. Because the more that you and I are kept in the dark, we're like mushrooms, and the media just continues to feed us with this fertilizer. But it is a bit of a challenge when you are pursuing the truth and you really want to, get the facts straight. And unfortunately, the mainstream media is not doing us any favors by not giving us facts or wanting to get involved in this other intrigue. It's tough enough as it is to run a country, much less, you know, to be an ambassador and take information that you think is correct and you put it out there and then question about it later. They've got to find a better way, I think, to manage these mishandlings, don't you think?
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As we continue to fight this good fight of faith, do everything we can to get this country back on track, because it is the right thing for all of us. This isn't a political thing. This isn't red, white. It's about the United States of America. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Peek joins us, columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Miss Liz, how are we doing?
Terrific. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. I want to talk about the James Comey book tour and the revelation that it's become. And I wanted to talk to you also about what you had reported on earlier, and it would seem the Democrats are doubling down with some of the lunacy that Tom Perez is putting out there. And this is the column that you wrote last week about Democrats eager to impeach Trump. Here's why their dream could backfire big time.
Well, look, I think the Democrats are scrambling around trying to find a message other than we hate Donald Trump, and they really have failed so far to come up with a plan or a proposal, heaven knows an economic plan, that really resonates. So, you know, they are probably right that the one thing right now that is creating enthusiasm amongst their core, their base, is antipathy towards Donald Trump. And so I think what you've seen is Tom Steyer, who's probably the number one or two Democrats funder out there, major billionaire, putting up $20 million to fund candidates running in primaries for Democrat positions who are willing to talk about impeaching Donald Trump. And, you know, he's not alone. There are a lot of people who think rallying the hordes to come out and vote to get rid of Trump is probably their best card. I think it's also a tremendous boon to Republicans, because in an off-year election, when you've just won the White House, there is unquestionably some fatigue that sets in, and some complacency maybe, and almost always, as you know, in the first midterm election, the sitting president loses seats in the House and Senate, and that's the expectation. The question is how many seats, and I think to get Republicans out to vote when they're not so excited about what Congress has been doing, I think the best thing that the Democrats could do for the GOP is to talk about impeachment, because I don't know about you, that just makes me furious. I mean, there are no great grounds for impeachment. They're going to talk about the Russian collusion, which, look, as far as we know today, there is no basis in fact for those allegations. They're going to talk about the emoluments clause, where you're not allowed to enrich yourself. I think, trying to pretend that Trump's D.C. hotel would be empty, but for the fact that the president is named Trump, is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing there. I just think, you know, people really are furious about this. I think Republicans and Trump voters are incensed that since the day he was elected, Democrats have been trying to undermine his every move. And, you know, I think we're all used to partisan politics and dirty play in this country. This is really taking it to a new low. And I don't know about you, but it makes me see red.
Yeah, it really does. And it's very frustrating. You think about the waste of time, the money we're spending. We got a special counsel. We're spending around $1 million a month. Been going on for 12 months now. And at the
it's more than $1 million a month. Excuse me.
Yeah, well, that's what they're estimating. So, but yes, yeah, so, I mean, I know at one point we did get an answer of $7 million. We asked for another audit, and in the special counsel's office says ain't going to happen. We're not going to give you any more information. So I guess we'll just have to write the check when they decide it's time to send us an invoice. But regardless, you know, to your point, after all this time and energy we've put on it, what do we have? And basically we come back to where we started, and that is that if the Russians were going to be involved in colluding to want to have somebody win the presidency, it would have been a Democrat. It would have been a continuation of the Barack Obama administration, because the Russians fared so well. So why would they support a Donald Trump?
Well, that's exactly right. And particularly, just consider this one aspect of policy. Obama did everything he could to squelch U.S. oil production. Nothing has been more damaging to Russia than the overflowing production of oil and gas in the United States, which has driven global prices lower. Now, that's turning around now because growth is so buoyant around the world. But the truth is that issue alone should have guaranteed Hillary Clinton support. But look, the whole Russian thing, it's funny that people don't want to talk about this. The core of this was personal. Putin really hates Hillary Clinton. And the reason is she went out the last time that he ran for president under Obama, when Obama was president, and basically accused him of manipulating the election and cheating and so forth in Russia.
Mm.
So he hates her.
Right.
And yes, he might have been trying to meddle with her election so as to undermine her legitimacy or her numbers. He certainly wasn't trying to elect Donald Trump, because he didn't even know anything about Donald Trump, really.
Well, Hillary Clinton and her staff did more to hurt her cause than Putin could have ever done. I mean, you know, it was like one thing after another. I mean, you know, the mishandling of emails and top secret information. And, you know, then you got the laptop from Uma Abedin. And it just, at every turn, they did everything they could to sabotage their own campaign.
Of course. But let's go back to the beginning of her campaign, where the majority of the country thought she was dishonest. This is really before any of this stuff emerged. Hillary Clinton was a terrible candidate from the beginning. And that's something that, you know, there's, I think, a line in Comey's book or somebody's book about, she turns to people and said, "I'm so tired of being told I'm unpopular." Well,
yes.
Too bad. She was.
That's right.
You know, she was a terrible candidate, wooden on the stump, secretive, kind of ridiculous, a tin ear politically. Her husband is the political guy in that family. And, you know, he knew from the beginning that Trump was a threat and that Hillary was in trouble. And nobody else saw it coming.
Well, don't you find it interesting that the Democrats would want to double down on this scenario in attacking Trump, and yet they themselves are more guilty, whether it is a pay for play? I mean, right now, there's not a lot being said, you know, about Hillary's involvement with pay to play. It's been so much focused on, you know, this Russian collusion illusion and all these other things that are antithetical to Donald Trump. But, you know, if they were to open things up, as Tom Perez would suggest, what is this going to do to the Democratic Party? I mean, you know, you're going to open up this body all over again, and you're going to see all this mess, the missing emails, the, you know, the abuse of power that was executed on their behalf?
Well, I think it's an interesting question. There certainly is a lot to explore in the Clinton Foundation. I don't particularly want to go backwards, but since Democrats are so eager to do so, let's let it all come out. Let's find out what the FBI was investigating way long ago about the Uranium One deal and so forth. There was an investigation. We never heard about it. Let's hear about it now.
Exactly. Well, maybe the Democrats will find out what the Republicans did find out themselves. It's got to be more than hating somebody. You've got to bring formidable ideas to the marketplace, and then you might get some interest and you might get elected. We'll have to wait and see. More from Liz Peek on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Something good in the making. I'm not finished yet. No, when you see wounded, I see mended.
Nation. Remember, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, I want not only D.C. to remember that there is the Constitution. It's all the states across the country from east to west and north and south. There is a Constitution. Thank God for that. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek continues with us, columnist with FoxNews.com. Liz, a bit of a soft weekend, you know, thinking of news, but we did, you know, pay honor and respect to our former First Lady, Barbara Bush. What was your takeaway?
She was a classy lady. I met her a couple of times, certainly didn't know her well, but everything I read about her and all the commentary I thought was so appropriate. I thought she was feisty, she was strong, but kind, warm, real person, you know. And I think it was Jeb talking at her funeral about, you know, those real plastic pearls were kind of... Mm. You know, and the real gray hair and stuff. And I think that's right. She was an authentic person, and I think people had a very high regard for her, which just kind of makes you step back and say, wow, you know, why are there so few people out there who earn those kinds of accolades? The truth is there just are. By the way, I think her husband will also get that kind of send-off. He also was a very decent guy. You didn't have to like everything he did, but I think he was a stand-up fellow and, you know, lived a life that was really admirable with, you know, a lot of government service, a lot of service for the country, and also another very decent guy. So, you know, there are some out there, but, boy, we could use a few more now running for office.
I appreciated remembering and hearing of the testimonies that were shared about her, just her core values.
Yeah.
And one of the things that stuck out for me was her her desire for the education of humanity. I mean,
yeah.
at the very core of the freedoms that we could enjoy and embrace, it would be to not be ignorant. There is no reason for this, especially in this information age in which we live in, that she was really such a strong proponent of education. And that
literacy.
Is, yeah, and literacy. That's heartening, you know, for all of us. And I hope that America really hears that, because the values that she stood for, it was for the higher calling of mankind, I believe.
You know, Bill, I think you and I have talked about this before. I met with some people last week who are spending money to in favor of politicians who work to embrace school choice, actual choice of where you send your kids to school in various districts and states.
Mm-hmm.
Most notably, they've been successful in Florida. And, you know, what just makes me insane about this is such open field for Republicans, and yet they don't seize the opportunity.
Exactly.
Democrats can't go there. They are so enthralled to the teachers' unions that they can't proselytize, really, for an improvement in our education, because all that means to them is more money, and what we know for sure is more money doesn't do the trick.
Exactly.
So why is it? And here's, oh, this just makes my head explode. We cannot continue the same policies for education that result in the same dismal outcomes.
Mm.
And it is so cynical to me that black leaders, the NAACP in 2016, voted against charter schools when they know that in cities like New York and Baltimore and Detroit, the only kids getting a decent education, black kids, are going to charter schools. And
exactly.
They are emerging. The reason that there are 40,000 applicants for a couple of thousand slots in New York, mostly black parents and Hispanic parents, because they know their kids have a shot at, you know, a middle-class life and success, or they have a shot at becoming, you know, ensnared in a terrible, violent cycle of crime and poverty and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
How can anyone not see the obvious here? I mean, and here's the thing. You know, everyone's so concerned about the growth of the Hispanic population, how they vote Democratic. Hispanics have always, always placed education either number one or two in their concerns. And
right.
They're not stupid. They know their kids aren't getting good schooling. You know, if Republicans came along and said, you know what, we're going to allow you to take a certain amount of money and send your kids either to parochial school or help fund your attendance at a private school, or they can go to public school, I think they would jump on it overnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of the problem that we have here, Liz, and I maintain this, is that entitlement has brain-damaged America. It has rewired the mentality of probably close to 50% of Americans. And when you have this wiring in your brain that you are entitled, it's impossible to have a reasonable conversation with you. And this has been my experience. I mean, and it's something that I've awakened to. And I've run into this from time to time. And you cannot have a reasonable conversation with somebody who just says, look, if you only gave me more money, I would be better off.
Well, what I'm writing about today, this just, again, is sort of a head-exploding notion. But Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who, of course, is running like every other progressive senator for the presidency in 2020, has latched on to a federal guaranteed jobs program with a federal guaranteed wage as sort of the great idea to diminish inequality and make sure everyone has a, you know, fair shot at the golden ring or whatever you want to call it. Imagine this in a time when employers in the private sector are scrambling to get workers. We're going to set up the federal government as effectively as competition. Literally, the Federal Reserve and any number of think tanks are running stories about a worker shortage. Mm-hmm. So Gillibrand thinks the right thing to do is to establish a national infrastructure bank, which will be hiring workers. It's so stupid, it makes me want to cry. And she may run on this. This may be her economic platform.
As if that idea ever worked. I mean, ask the Pilgrims. It didn't work for the Pilgrims. Every time they try to bring that up, and right now, I mean, to your point, the railroads are having a hard time. They're offering, what, a $25,000 signing bonus if you work for the railroad?
Look, you can't find skilled workers. If there is a problem with minorities being always disadvantaged, having a higher than average unemployment rate, well, guess what? That's because their schooling is so terrible, which is why we go back to the initial conversation we just had.
Exactly.
You know, that's where they should be applying their efforts, not at creating, you know, yet another federal agency out there hiring people. It's so stupid, it makes me want to weep.
Well, once again, this is the deal with progressives and Democrats. They look to government to be the answer. Our Constitution is real clear. The answer lies in we the people. We got about a minute and a half here, Liz, and you talk about a 7-hour conversation on James Comey and the self-incrimination of this tour that has taken place. You flat out said he's neither sinner nor saint. He's just a fraud.
Well, look, I think he portrays himself as something he simply isn't, which is sort of the last honest man standing. And, you know, as we all know, he has contradicted himself a number of times. He did leak material after promising the president he was not a leaker. And now he's in a spat, which I totally love, with not only Loretta Lynch, because he's kind of cast a cloud over her legacy by suggesting that she had something to hide and was not on the up and up with the Clinton email investigation, which, by the way, we shouldn't call the Clinton email investigation. It's really the mishandling of secured information.
Exactly.
But I
right.
think he's done a good job of bringing the country together. Everybody hates him. It's a wonderful thing.
That's really it. I like what you talk about in terms of the email investigation. It was no investigation.
It was a sham.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a sham. And Comey knows it. There's no excuse for the fact that he never took. Oh, he's such a famous note taker. What about the notes on the Hillary Clinton interview? They don't exist, nor does the recording of that interview. The whole thing is so preposterous. We Americans should demand an answer and an investigation. I also love the fact that he's at odds with Andrew McCabe.
Yep, exactly.
Makes one to no one.
Yep, you got it. Liz Peek on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. Bye now.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am inside.
Back to the America, Bill Martinez, as usual. It is great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. That's the usual part. And if you want to drop me an email, also usual, bill@billmartinezlive.com. What is not usual is our next guest, who is Lou Euler. I guess you could say he's usual, very focused on saving us money and limiting the impact of taxes and a government that wants to grow out of control. He is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing well, and we've just launched our national campaign for tax reform, protection, and expansion to counter the claims by Pelosi and company that if they win in November, they're going to repeal and end the tax cuts for Americans across the land. And we're fighting back, and we're going to have a 7-month long campaign, and we invite every one of your listeners and every American throughout the country to join us in this campaign.
Kind of ironic that that was their big complaint, that the tax breaks that the president and Republicans gave to Main Street America, first of all, you know, it was, you know, wasn't big enough. And now, you know, it's, you know, she blatantly comes out. Nancy Pelosi is what we're talking about here, has blatantly come out and just said, well, forget about it. You know, the Republicans had to make it somewhat temporary because of the way the legislature works. But instead of affirming the tax cuts and making sure they continue, now it's just like, forget about that and forget about limiting the size of government. We need to get control of the gavel one more time to really demonstrate to you that we just, you know, we need more. And that's that is the mantra of the Democratic Party. They want it bigger, and they want everything bigger, the government and our increasing debt.
Yes, that is the clear distinction between Republicans, conservatives on the one hand, and the Democrat, progressive liberals on the other. They believe in government. They believe in people working and supporting and providing huge amounts of resources for government to allocate instead of the creator, the worker, allocating for themselves and their family. That is the crucial difference. And here is Nancy Pelosi, worth $200 million, second most, the richest member of the United States Congress, calling the thousands of dollars that average families and taxpayers receive as a result of this tax reform, calling those crumbs.
Right.
Well, to her, of course, they are, because she is so wealthy. That is the kind of situation we're facing.
Well, the mindset that the Democratic and progressives have was clearly stated by the former president, Barack Obama, who made the announcement to everybody that they didn't build that. You know, all the hard work that you did, you know, this was thanks very much to a government that created that, that did the roads, that, you know, anything that of any value in this country was all done thanks by the U.S. government. And, well, I'll tell you, that was quite a leap, and I was surprised. Well, I don't know why I'm surprised, maybe disappointed that the mainstream media didn't call him out on it, that they allowed that to be put out there as a potential dogma.
Yes. And, you know, within 2 years of Obama becoming president, by eliminating the work requirement linked to food stamps, use of food stamps doubled from 24 to 48 million people in a couple of years. And so what you have is a lot of people who are free riders, not manning the oars that they need to man to move the ship of state forward. And so we're trying to make changes in that. The Republican majority in the House is doing that now. And that's part of what we're trying to do, to reallocate the responsibilities of citizenship and being part of this great country and pulling your oar, and at the same time receiving the benefit of pulling that oar.
Exactly. Well, we're returning the dignity to the citizens of this country. I mean, what Barack Obama did is he robbed people of their dignity. And that was clear in terms of, because of Barack Obama, the country got, you know, Donald Trump. And no matter how you want to feel about this president and what he's been doing, is that he's putting people back to work again. They're feeling the sense of productivity. I would say also, Lou Euler, that the happiness level of Main Street America has gone up exponentially as a result of the policies, the elimination of so many regulations that have all been enacted during the 17, 18 months of this new president.
That's exactly right. And people drawing unemployment insurance now is at a 44-year low, and we're bringing more and more people back onto the workforce, and the future of our nation and the fiscal integrity and solvency of our nation, which is currently threatened, as you know, because Obama doubled the national debt while he was president. That challenge is hanging in the balance with what we're trying to do to put more people into the workforce. You've got to have a larger workforce in order to grow the economy at the 4 to 6% rate per year that Reagan Reagan and Kennedy did, and that we need to restore integrity.
Well, and because of this growing debt that we've experienced, Lou, the country cannot handle $1.3 trillion of discretionary spending. I know that the president said this is the last time that he will ever sign anything like this. And, of course, the legislature is looking at ways of, you know, being able to, because they can't officially do a line-by-line veto, which was once approved, and then the Supreme Court challenged it, and it kind of went by the wayside because this is what the legislators love to do. They love to spend money. I mean, they are of that mindset that as long as you have checks, I guess they're you know, there's money there. Maybe that's what we need to do is just take away the checks, you know, from them.
No, you're absolutely right, and we have called for the use of the Budget and Impounded Act of 74, which gives the president the authority to rescind spending, designated spending, which if approved within 15 days by the Congress, stops that spending. And so we're urging that he, instead of a line item veto, which is not available to the president at this time, mm-hmm. use the rescission power of the Impoundment Act for this benefit. And then, of course, we have $300 billion of that $1.3 trillion that you mentioned that is being spent without what is known as current authorization by the authorizing committees of the Congress. And that enables any member of the House to invoke a point of order, to challenge and force a vote on each of those. And things like legal services and National Endowment for the Arts and other things that should not be paid for by average taxpayers are among that $300 billion, and we can cut dramatically if we will use these tools that are available to the president and the Congress.
Well, Lou, it requires an activated citizenry, so how can our audience get activated and be a part of the solution and not add to the problem?
They can come to our website at limittaxes.org. They can join this newly announced campaign for tax reform protection and expansion. We'll be in many states and districts hard at work. People can volunteer. We need their direct involvement and help back home where they vote to get this job done.
Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It is time for Bob Waliszewski. Yes, Focused on the Families, Director of Media and Culture and PluggedIn.com. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, long time no hear from.
I know, exactly. I know, at least a couple of days here. Hey, I got to thank you again. It was such a treat to, be there. I mean, first of all, you and Lisa, hosted us. For a night there in your home, your beautiful home there in Colorado Springs, and then to have the opportunity to go in and tour Focus on the Family, it was just really just a terrific experience.
Well, the treat's all ours. I mean, we were so glad that you would do your show from Focus on the Family. It's kind of nice to have that opportunity. I wish we could even see more people that have radio programs do their radio shows from here. It just makes sense, you know.
Yeah, it really does. It really, well, not to mention the fact that at every turn, you've got all kinds of brilliant experts just down the hallway. And next time we do this, though, that's, I was telling Ashley Duran that the next time we do this, I'm going to make sure we set the whole day aside and just go right down the hallway and go, look at you're on the air next, and NRB all over again.
Up outside the door. Let's go.
Yeah, really plenty to talk about, and great resources. The facility is just gorgeous. Like I was sharing with everybody, Bob, this was, like one of those bucket list experiences for me ever since, growing up in Southern California and watching what James Dobson did with Focus on the Family in the early years out of Pasadena, and then the announcement that they were moving to Colorado Springs and this great facility. And then, of course, you also hear not only their ministry, but about three dozen others eventually make their way to Colorado Springs. And you're going, wow, this is, for Christian ministries, Colorado Springs has become the Nashville, Tennessee of music.
Yeah, it really has. There was once an article that I clipped out of the newspaper that I believe had something like 60 Christian ministry headquarters located here. I mean, some wow. large, like Young Life and the Navigators and Charis Bible School, but and some were just like you never heard of. Mm-hmm. And I think a few of those have gone and drifted away and moved other. But I would venture to say there's probably still 40 to 50. You know, mm-hmm. so
right.
it really is a pretty interesting town with a lot. And focus on the family in many ways led the move here. I mean, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Navigators was already here and Young
right.
Life was already here. But once we did, then all sorts of other ministries went, let's do that too. So
yeah, why not? Makes a lot of sense. And look what's happening. You got a lot of people of faith here. Of course, supporting different ministries, but at the core, as I've maintained with Focus on the Family, as you have too, is that, you know, James Dobson's vision was that, I mean, he saw the reality of families being under attack, that this is the core building block that God has used for, you know, godly people, a godly nation, is to have godly families. And this is, it continues to be under attack. And, you know, at every turn, what Focus on the Family has done, whether it's to, you know, buttress up, you know, parenting principles, marriages, you know, all in total. I mean, it's just amazing. And, of course, what you guys have been doing with Media and Culture and Plugged In.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. But lots to talk about. You want to talk about I Feel Pretty, huh?
You know, I'd like to jump in and talk about that one. It came in at number three at the box office, $16 million. We gave it a 2 out of 5, which sounds like all I'm going to do is rag on the film. So, but it's not. It's one of those films that had they edited out or not filmed certain scenes, it could have been something that I'd be like, I like this film. There was so much about it I liked, a little mm-hmm. bit about it. Amy Schumer's character is your average woman. She you can tell the way it opens in the film. She's looking in the mirror. She's not liking what she sees. You know, many women can, and many men.
Yes, exactly.
Resonate
right.
with that. The self-image thing, you know, I've got to have more, if it's a guy, I got to have more muscle, you know, I got to be taller. I got, you know, I need a thicker beard. I need no beard. I mean, whatever it might be on
right.
the women's side, you know, all the various things that culture tells them. And you can tell that's what she's wrestling with. And then one day on a stationary bike, she has an accident and hits her head and gets this kind of an amnesia thing. But it's not forgetting who she is. In this movie, it's that all of a sudden when she looks in the mirror, she thinks she's a supermodel.
Mm.
She hasn't changed a bit, but her perception of her has changed. And with that newfound confidence, things began to really change in her life, and by the end of the film, of course, she realizes the truth that she didn't really become a supermodel, but by then, she's become accepting of who she is in a way that she wasn't at the beginning of the film, and a newfound boyfriend thinks she's absolutely gorgeous, and of course, you know, they walk hand in hand out into the sunset forever, you know, kind of film. But here's the situation for me. Despite all those messages, and I do think our culture needs to hear, especially junior high boys and girls need to hear that our value doesn't come by looking in the mirror. Our value doesn't come by what other people, whether they think we're attractive or not attractive or muscular or not. Our value comes because we're child of the Most High God. Now,
exactly.
This film doesn't talk about the God part, but just the idea that she doesn't change and she realizes she's valuable at the end is a great message. But there's this, I mean, I think she'd been with this guy for maybe 48 hours and she's already in bed with him. And the scene that is shot for a PG-13, I thought even was pretty explicit. Now they kind of fade her off a little bit so you can't see her real clear in the distance, you know, but she didn't have a stitch of clothes on.
Right, right.
And then the scene gets way too intimate and it gets my drift. And it's like, well, that's why we knocked it down. We
mm-hmm.
just don't believe, you know, people need to have a pornographic film to get that message. And
exactly.
in many ways, it was kind of a soft pedal porn film.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, going back to the teaching opportunity that we have here in this movie, and that is when people are, you know, in search of their identity, you know, without God, yeah, she may go off into the sunset, But what's going to keep her from, you know, falling back and going back into the cycle again, which is, you know, something you consider in the book of Judges. Everything's going well. People think they're doing great. And then they start seeing life according to their own eyes. And it was life according to her own eyes that made her look less than and alters her perception. And now she's, because of some accident, she's all that in a bag of chips and moving off and thinks that's the end of the story. But to your point, the book of Genesis is clear. If we're drawing our identity from the fact that God said we're made in God's image, that that's where our identity comes from. That's a lot more lasting than a bump in the head, I would think.
Yeah. The scripture out of Psalms, I'm 139.
Yes.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, we use that as a pro-life scripture, and it is.
Yeah.
But it's more than that. It also says that each one of us are fearfully, wonderfully made.
Mm-hmm.
But we have listeners right now that are struggling with that as they hear me talk. They're saying, well, that's easy for you to say, but you don't have, you know, a lot of pimples. Easy for you to say, but you don't walk with a limp like I have since childbirth, whatever. And I come back and say, you know, God just doesn't make junk. He really doesn't. And I get it what it is. There's not a single person. I don't care if they are a supermodel, which, by the way, this film had some pretty interesting messages because some of the supermodels in the film are the ones that are, by the end, that are dealing with the bigger crisis of identity, which
exactly.
was an interesting twist. They mm-hmm. seemed to be so confident at the beginning of the film, but one particular at the end of the film breaks down in tears because she's struggling with her self-image. And that brings back a point that all of us, it's a humanity thing. It's pretty universal that no matter where we are on the spectrum, whether, you know, Hugh Jackman or a supermodel, we at times struggle with who we are and whatever.
Yeah.
And that's where we've got to find that identity in. Yeah. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Even if sometimes I doubt it, I still am fearfully and wonderfully made.
And even if I'm without limbs like Nick Vujicic.
Oh, yes. What a testimony. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Right. This is what happens when we get into the comparative, and this is what the culture does. It pits you up against another. It wants to profile the rich and famous, the good looking, you know, some that we would think are so special. But, you know, in much the same way in what we appreciated in the, you know, the funeral of Barbara Bush this weekend, you know, that we were brought to memory that she was a woman who hugged an AIDS patient against her mother's will and probably against the ideals of many people because, you know, she did this at a time when AIDS first broke out in our country. And people go, whoa, you know, if you come in contact, if you touch him, you know, Magic Johnson couldn't even play basketball because the rest of the NBA was concerned that, you know, if they ran into him while he was doing a layup or something, that they would get AIDS, right?
Or they didn't even want to touch the same basketball that he'd been dribbling, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, I want to also mention that A Quiet Place hit the number one spot again. It had dropped to two last week, back to number one. Interesting film. People have classified it as a horror film. I saw it differently. I saw it as a survival film set in the future where an alien group had taken over the planet and a couple and a family was trying to learn how to survive. We gave it a 3. Actually, surprisingly, found the film to be very pro-family, very pro-prayer at times,
right.
And it surprised me.
Wow, that's good. Well, Bob, we got to leave it right there. We're out of time. Go to PluggedIn.com for more details. And Robert, as always, great to have you with us. Look forward to talking to you every week right here on Bill Martinez Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.